was hot this weekend, humid this weekend. It's going to continue. If your home is uncomfortable when you're in it and the air condition is on full blast 24/7, it's probably high time that you replace your old windows. And right now, Window Nation is offering their best offer of the year. Get 50% off all window styles. No interest paid until the year 2030. 5 years of 0% interest. They'll get the job done in one day. They'll leave your home looking nicer than when they entered it. The actual estimate, free in-home, will take an hour or less. It's convenient all the way around. They've got the best product. They handle you, the customer, in a way in which you deserve to be handled. They are number one in customer service. They've got over 40,000 five-star reviews. Call them at 866-90-NATION or head to windownation.com to get your free quote now. Again, 50% off on all window styles, and you don't pay any interest for 5 full years. If you are running that air conditioning 24/7, your windows are too old and they're not insulated nearly as good as they should be, please call Window Nation and just give them a shot. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com. So ESPN is in the midst of doing this thing that they do. I mean, they've done this for 5 or 6 years, I believe, where they poll top coaches, front office execs, and scouts, and ask them to rank their top 10 based on position groups. They've done running backs already. They've done D tackles, edge rushers, safeties, tight ends, interior offensive linemen, tackles, and today, quarterbacks. They still have off-ball linebackers, so non-edge players, wide receivers, and corners to go this week. So we'll see what the wide receiver list produces on, I think it's Wednesday, they come out with the wide receivers. So far on the list, Washington has had Laremy Tunsil on the list. He was seventh among offensive tackles. Sam Cosmi was also receiving votes. I think Brian Robinson Jr. got also receiving votes. But typically what they do is a top 10, then they do 5 players of honorable mention, and then there are a bunch of players that, you know, got votes. So the quarterback list came out today. And they ranked him top 10. Then they have, after their top 10, they have, actually, honorable mention, they only have 2 quarterbacks. And then they have several that got also receiving votes. So this is, again, like we did this, and we've done this a few times, obviously, in the offseason. But this is not, you know, a Pete Prisco list or, you know, an analyst on Fox Sports. This is, you know, ESPN polling people in the league, coaches, scouts, front office execs, asking them to vote the top 10 players at the position in order. And then they gather all of the data and they put together the final list. So number one on the list of quarterbacks in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes. They write, Mahomes' grip on the top spot is loosening slightly after dominating the voting with back-to-back number one rankings in convincing fashion. Mahomes garnered around 60% of the first-place votes this year, which is still impressive but well short of last year when he received all but one first-place vote. You know, we know why. It hasn't been as impressive offensively. The team around him hasn't been as impressive. He finished 8th in QBR the past 2 years from he has finished 8th in QBR the past 2 years. From 2018 through 2022, he finished 1st or 2nd 4 times. And they write, rarely does Mahomes look as frazzled as he did versus Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. Yeah, I mean, that was a dominating performance, and Mahomes and the Chiefs didn't cross half field, midfield, on their first 9 drives. Number one, though, is Mahomes. Number two is Josh Allen. Allen's standing in our top 10 series has been a journey and a point of contention in Buffalo since the series started in 2020. Allen's place in the quarterback pantheon has been universally celebrated among voters inside the league and highlighted in this piece annually. He became, though, unquestionably a top-shelf quarterback in the league this past season when he won the MVP. Yeah, Josh Allen at number two. Let me just tell you, so far, I'm fine with this list. I would still have Mahomes one, and I would have Josh Allen two. Then comes the first debate here. Who's three? Well, on this list, front office execs, coaches, and scouts say that Joe Burrow is the third best quarterback in the league, ahead of Lamar Jackson. This is the first area of controversy. But I'm going to tell you right now, I agree with this. I think I would go Burrow 3 and Jackson 4. And I love Lamar Jackson, and he got so much better. Here's what's written, or at least some of it, that's written about Joe Burrow. And let me give you a couple of quotes. From an AFC scout, a veteran AFC scout, quote, "If we're talking about playing the quarterback position, nobody is playing it better than him, Burrow. Footwork, ball placement, the mental game at the line of scrimmage, feel for the pocket, eye level, finding creases to step up and throw. He's the best right now, and he's more mobile than he gets credit for." Another AFC executive did say, "I get the guy has two elite wideouts, but their run game was average and the offensive line was not very good either. On top of all of that, their defense was porous and he kept them in every single game for the most part. I thought it may have been his best year, but it didn't get the same pub because of the other high-profile teams." Obviously, Baltimore and Buffalo, the 1-2 in the MVP voting was Allen Jackson, and both of those teams were much better teams than the Bengals were last year. But they've got Burrow 3 on this list, and then comes Lamar at 4. What's written here is Jackson is the most breathtaking player in the game. He might be the most feared, too, depending on whom you ask. And he was close to winning a third MVP last season. In fact, beating out the actual MVP, Allen, for first-team All-Pro status in an unusual split of those honors. You know what? I had forgotten about that. Jackson was named first-team All-Pro. Josh Allen, second-team All-Pro, and Josh Allen was the MVP. One more MVP for Lamar Jackson puts him on the short list of Manning, Rodgers, Brady, Favre, Brown, and Unitas. All right, so those are the quarterbacks that have won three or more. What Jackson did last year still puts him in his own class. He became the first player in NFL history with 40 passing touchdowns and four or fewer interceptions in a season. Here's some of the quotes from people in the league. This is a defensive coordinator. "Best space runner in the NFL, and he's such a good passer now. He probably doesn't get enough credit for how he's improved there." Last year, there was so much improvement with him as a passer. A veteran NFL personnel person said, quote, I think he had to grow up as a passer. He was always more athletic than everyone else, so why not run? But he had to stay in the pocket a little bit more to prolong his career, and he's doing that increasingly well." Jackson, fourth on the list. So, who's fifth? Our guy, Jaden Daniels, fifth. Voted on by coaches, scouts, front office execs. When we had this conversation a few weeks ago, some of you were right with me when I put him no worse than fifth. I just can't find a quarterback after those first four that I think teams wouldn't swap with our guy. It's just impossible for me to think that even a guy like Justin Herbert, that they wouldn't swap Herbert for Daniels, given Daniels' clutch gene, something that Herbert doesn't really seem to have at this point. Jaden Daniels came in fifth. Here's what's written. I'm going to read the whole thing. "Daniels' phenomenal rookie season demanded an appearance somewhere in the top 10. That he pushed his way into the top 5, narrowly outdistancing Stafford," Stafford was sixth in the voting, "shows voters have no problem validating his hype. Last season, Daniels posted the fourth highest QBR in the NFL, the best mark for a rookie since Dak Prescott in 2016. But he was even better on third and fourth downs, recording a league-leading 95.3 QBR on those downs. This from an NFL coordinator who prepared for Daniels last year. Quote, single-handedly, he took one of the worst franchises to the NFC title game as a rookie with a bad defense, one legitimate wide receiver, a dinosaur at tight end. That's a bit of a shot at Zach Ertz. And an average at best offensive lineman. The kid can read coverages, throw with accuracy and touch to all levels of the field, just as dangerous as Lamar and Josh Allen with his legs, and has a clutch factor to him because his team already believes that if he has the ball with a chance to win, he's going to find a way. If he repeats anything close to his rookie year, he's no lower than number three on this list next year. I mean, that's what we talked about. Like, Burrow and Lamar, because of their injuries, you know, could you put him ahead of those guys? Not yet. Five is the right spot. Here's another quote in this. Let me read a little bit more from the ESPN guys. Daniels was a true dual threat in his rookie year, ranking second in the NFL in yards per rush and first in scramble yards. Sometimes the year one hype can be tough to replicate. C.J. Stroud landed at number seven last season on this list and struggled at times in year two. Though he has shown enough to convince Houston, he's clearly the long-term answer. Some around the league are at least asking the question of whether Daniels' play will taper off a bit as defenses adjust to both him and Washington's offense. The consensus is Daniels has too much going for him. Here's a quote from an NFC coordinator. Quote, won 12 games with a mediocre at best defense and just a decent offensive roster around him. System he plays in requires him to play off schedule and make plays with his feet on a regular basis for success. And he is yet still solid in the pocket. Close quote. Yeah, I like that first quote from an NFL coordinator who prepared for him last year. Single-handedly took one of the worst franchises to the NFC title game as a rookie with a bad defense, one legitimate wide receiver, a dinosaur at tight end, and an average at best O-line. He did it all last year. There just wasn't anything that you could look at and say, well, that's a weakness. He's got to get better at that. And, you know, a guy like Lamar, a guy like Josh Allen early in his career, there was a lot to point to say, yeah, but not with him. There's no but. The but is what it was last year. He's somewhat thin, somewhat wiry. He'll take some shots that he probably shouldn't take, although he got better than that. He got hurt a little bit here and there in college. He missed, you know, the majority of a game last year, almost missed the next game, but didn't. That's the thing that, if anything, you worry about. All right, 301-230. Bobby Blanco from Masson. We'll talk Nats draft at 1140. Phone lines are open now, 301-230-0980. The rest of the list I'll give you after Jaden. But are you in agreement that Jaden is number five on the best quarterbacks in the league on that list? Is number five right, or is it too high? Other than Billy and Chantilly, I would assume most of you don't think he should be any higher than five. After one season, I don't. I mean, I think next year, as that one scout said or one coordinator said, that if he repeats anything close to his rookie year, he's no lower than number three on this list next year. I totally agree with that. And I think he would probably be ahead of maybe Burrow and Jackson as a possibility. There are other quarterbacks that could be coming this year. I'll give you the rest of the list. Phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. Is number five on the list of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, voted on by coaches, scouts, front office execs. Is it too high or is it just right? 301-230-0980. And if you want to weigh in on Burrow ahead of Jackson, That seems to be a big controversy in the follow-up conversation on this list. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. You can watch us, stream us on the team980.com, and you can watch us on our YouTube channel, the Team 980's YouTube channel. Subscribe to it when you get there and also like it.